Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. Maggie and Bart. Come your way, Brian Riscona, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, you want to start with the football, or should we do the Yankee lament?
Well,
because we have not been on the air since then.
Yeah, we got to put a bow on this baseball season that ended Saturday night. And look, if you wanted the Yankees to go down with a fight, you got that.
Well,
I mean, they beat Justin Verlander on Friday night in Game 5. Yep. They get this thing back to Houston, and DJ LeMahieu made every Yankee fan's heart just come out of their stomach with that two-run home run, especially when you think about how good the Astros were defensively late in this game. When you think about Michael Brantley making the diving catch.
The double play.
And the double play.
Yeah.
The other double play with Gary Sanchez, Altuve to Correa.
Yeah, right.
The
Correa, diving by the way, what a throw that was.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The play by Reddick in right field.
Yes.
No, they made all the defensive plays.
As Springer is going back on that ball in right,
but he was going to catch it.
Yeah,
it was close.
And he came close.
He did. He did.
And I ask this question because I was thinking about it after this game, after this brutal, brutal loss for the Yankees and their season coming to a close. Would that have been easier to deal with than DJ hitting the home run and then Altuve winning it in the bottom of the ninth? Would it have been easier to deal with if Springer just robbed DJ LeMahieu and that was it?
I don't think anything is easy to deal with when you lose a game like that. I mean, really, is there really a big difference between seeing a guy take a two-run home run away from you in the ninth inning?
It's like picking your death.
As opposed to, you know, the great, and let's be honest, the greatness of Jose Altuve cannot
be minimized. That's right,
Jim. I mean, this guy as good a player. I understand Mike Trout, and I understand all these guys you want to give me that are playing baseball today. Is there really anybody that much better than this guy? And this guy is money. He was best player in his series, and with everything on the line, with it all right there in front of him, he took care of business.
Thank you for saying that. Obviously,
I mean, let's be honest. Let's give it up for how good this guy is.
He is. He's a great player.
Great player.
I mean, I think that sometimes you got to walk away.
The best player on a great team.
Yes.
That's what he is.
No doubt. He won the MVP a couple of years ago. Obviously, he's not going to win the MVP this year. But
well,
if you look at
LCS MVP.
Sure, he got that one. If you look at his season, this is a guy who was broken down, who was hurt, who was struggling, and he came back after his injury, and he was the all-star superstar
he
was.
No question.
To me, in the ninth inning, when DJ hits that home run, and I always say this to you because we're used to Met relievers blowing saves. I'll always say after a Met reliever blows a save, hey, at least he didn't blow it all the way.
Right,
you know, he kept
it
tied.
Right, right.
I thought that was so important for the Yankees to go ahead and win that game in the ninth inning. After LeMahieu hits that home run, you've got Aaron Judge, you have Gleyber Torres, and you have a shell-shocked Roberto Osuna.
Yep.
You had to hit him. Because your best-case scenario, if you don't hit him, is Chapman's going to have to get you six outs. Because if he doesn't, and you got to go deeper into your own bullpen, what are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know, Loaisiga and Ben Heller? And maybe even using Luis Severino, even though you ideally didn't want to use him? So they had to go ahead in the ninth inning. They had to. Because, Joe, even if Chapman got through that ninth inning, which he didn't, were the Yankees going to win this game? How are they going to win this game?
Yeah.
So I thought the strikeout of Aaron Judge after LeMahieu hit the home run was monstrous, and then Gleyber popping up to left field. And for Chapman, when he loses George Springer, he's in trouble.
Yep.
Because now you're facing the guy you just described in Altuve, and he let that slider hang right in the middle of the plate. And remember, the on-deck hitter was not Michael Brantley.
Right, right. You could have pitched around him there.
You could have.
You should have. In hindsight, you should have pitched around.
No, absolutely. And I get, hey, how could you pitch around him and put the winning run in scoring position? But there's a difference between Jose Altuve and Jake Mariznick.
Yep.
It's a huge difference. A
little bit.
But the bottom line is this. The New York Yankees lost the American League Championship Series, A, to a better team, which I think we all know, but B, they lost this series because they couldn't hit.
Yep, yep.
That's why they lost.
I completely agree. And you know, so let me say this, too, this just shows how great the Yankee team from 1996 to 2001 that, you know, won four championships and went to five World Series, how good they were. Because you look at this team now. Here's a team, this Yankee team, all right? You know, what is it? Two division titles that they've won now. They won 100 games back-to-back years. They're in the playoffs all these years, and they still haven't even got to a World Series. And this is a really good team. But I think it just shows how – I think it just emphasizes to me how much more how great those Joe Torre Yankee teams were.
Well, because it's difficult to get through all the layers of the postseason. Yep. But I think the other thing that's in their way right now is this is the third time they couldn't get past the Houston Astros.
Right, right.
If you want to include the wild
card
game.
And very well may lose in the playoffs 3 years in a row to the eventual world champion.
Yeah, sure. And I don't think
the Red Sox last year, too.
I don't think that makes anyone feel that much better.
No.
But they are running into a team that's just better. I mean, I think throughout this season, watching the Yankees overcome injuries, we would say about the Yankees, they are either the second or third best team in baseball. The Dodgers were there. We know what happened to them in the National League playoffs.
Right. Yep.
But as good as they were, you always glanced over at the Astros and said, they're better.
Yep.
And it's not just because of Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. Their defense was outstanding in this series.
Yep.
And their bullpen, while not as deep as the Yankee bullpen, pitched very well in this series, especially in a bullpen game scenario like Game 6. So when you walk away from a loss like this, sometimes it's easy to diagnose what you need to fix in a team. And I think the thing you start with the Yankees is, it'd be great to have an ace. It'd be great to have a guy like Gerrit Cole or Steven Strasburg. But how do you fix the offense? The offense, Joe, with 300 home runs.
Yep.
The offense scored a ton of runs. The problem was, for six games against the Houston Astros, they didn't hit. And you can't just say, Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, because they couldn't bomb Zach Greinke, and they couldn't get to an Astro bullpen that started Brad Peacock in Game 6. They couldn't get to those guys. So they just flat out didn't hit enough, and I don't know if there's just a simple answer on it other than guys have to be better next year.
Yeah, well, I you're right. I think guys have to be better next year. You know, I mean, how else can you say it? I mean, LeMayu, tremendous. He was really good in his series. Obviously, Aaron Hicks on Friday night with the big three-run home run in the first inning. Tremendous, no doubt about it. But you're right. I mean, guys like Aaron Judge, you know, certainly him. I mean, Stanton, forget about him. Who knows what's even going to ever be with him as we go forward. You got nothing out of DD. I mean, you know, Glaber came up small last couple games after he was good, you know, for the whole series. Yeah, they didn't hit what they had to. It really came down to it. They didn't hit when they had a hit.
And the Astros,
didn't
hit.
The pitching wasn't brutal. Paxton was great on Friday night.
Dude, the pitching.
Tanaka was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't bad.
The pitching was good enough to win this series.
Good enough to win a series.
Like, they didn't lose this series because they didn't have Gerrit Cole or Justin Verlander.
Right. I agree.
They lost this series because they didn't hit enough.
Yep.
And outside of DJ LeMahieu, to varying degrees, like you said, you went through a lot of the names, they didn't hit enough.
Nope.
Edwin Encarnacion was atrocious.
He didn't do anything.
He was atrocious.
No, you're right. I forgot about him. He didn't do anything.
And that may have
Gary
been
Gary Sanchez.
Sure. Now,
he
did come through with that two-out hit in the second inning of Game 6. But outside of that, he did nothing.
He hit a three-run homer when they were down, 6-1, 6-whatever
it
was.
Right.
Right. Two-run homer. It wasn't three-run. Two-run homer.
Yeah. Gio Urshela came up big in Game 6. He was on base every single time.
Home run.
Including the base hit that set up the DJ LeMahieu game-tying home run. But overall, they didn't hit enough. And they made mistakes. Aaron Judge, and I know it's rare that we ever rip Aaron Judge, he cannot be doubled off on that play by Brantley.
He can't.
That can't happen.
Nope.
That's a terrible base running play.
And it wasn't even close, by the way.
No.
It wasn't even close. He was out by a mile.
He was standing on second base when Brantley made the diving catch. That can't happen.
Yep.
So that's a big, big mistake by Aaron Judge.
I think also when you look at it too, I think that's another aspect of the Astros is their base running in this series was pretty good. I mean, I think you know that's another aspect that kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit with Houston.
It's little things when you have two elite teams. The Yankees and the Astros are both elite. That's why you walk away from this season frustrated, upset, whatever word you want to describe, But the Yankees were an elite team. Let's not be fooled about it. They won over 100 games. They just weren't as good as the Houston Astros. They're better than anybody else in the American League. I never thought it was close. I don't think Tampa was that close. No. Certainly Minnesota wasn't close.
No, Minnesota, forget that.
So they were the second best team in the American League, but the Astros didn't make those mistakes. I mean, especially the defense in Game 6. The defense was remarkable. And you know, the Brantley one's going to get all the attention. The Reddick play, if he doesn't come up with that sinking line drive, that could be an inside-the-park home run against Brett Gardner. Remember, there were two guys on base with one out in the sixth inning when that happened. That was a gutty play by Josh Reddick, and it was a great play by Josh Reddick. And while the Astros were actually worse than the Yankees with runners in scoring position, they just had the bigger moments more often. Juli Gurriel in the first inning, and you knew
setting the tone.
He was so due to break out of it. He was one of those. See, you watch Edwin. Edwin wasn't due because he was striking out every time. Gurriel was hitting a lot of balls on a line. You could see he was close. And obviously, like you said, Joe, he kind of set the tone for this game six. But it was a brutal loss, and I think Aaron Judge said it best as the face and captain of this team. This season was a big disappointment. Because now the Yankees are in the business of getting to a World Series and winning a championship.
Yep.
In 2017, you could rationalize, wow, this came out of nowhere.
Yep.
What
yep.
a great year.
Yep.
Now they're back in the business, like the late 90s, early 2000s, where they got to win it all. So, yeah, the season's a disappointment. And now the question becomes, what is this general manager going to do about it? What can he do about it? What is he allowed to do about it from a financial perspective? And what is he going to do? Because there are going to be some interesting questions facing this team. Didi Gregorius is going to be question number one. Aroldis Chapman opting out is a monstrous question. So dealing with your own is how you start. What do you do with Didi? What do you do with Chapman if he opts out? And then it comes back to something we talked about last week. There is no excuse for this franchise to not blow Gerrit Cole away.
Yep. I agree. That's the thing they got to do. Have to open up the pocketbook for him.
Because that does two things. Not only are you adding that legitimate big-time ace,
Houston.
But yeah, you're damaging the team you can't get past.
Yep.
The team you couldn't get past this year, the team you couldn't get past in 2017, and you could throw in 2015, but it was such a different Yankee team.
But still, I mean, that's what, three out of 5 years they've eliminated the Yankees? Is that what it is?
Right? Yeah, so that's going to be the ultimate question as they head to this offseason. But of course it's disappointing. I mean, the Yankees' expectation is back to being, you got to go out and you got to win a championship. And they failed on that account. And as far as Giancarlo is concerned, what Aaron Boone said before the game about why Giancarlo wasn't playing was incredibly embarrassing and should never have been uttered in the first place. Boone said, Giancarlo Stanton came out of yesterday. He was talking about game five fine. But with the travel and the quick turnaround, they didn't want to push the strained quad too hard.
Come on.
That's embarrassing.
Bro, elimination game, the season on the line? Yeah, come on. That's nonsense.
That is beyond nonsense.
You get out there and play.
Are you kidding me?
It's like you don't want to play. I tell you, really, this guy, man. Yeah, I always liked Giancarlo. I always wanted him on the Mets. I wouldn't want any part of him now. I this guy gets hurt all the time, and I really got a question. How mentally tough is this guy? If you couldn't play in that game because of the travel, a winner go home game, I got concerned.
And
about
the
that.
Guy that you inserted into the lineup, the guy
that,
you
bro.
Reinserted is Edwin Encarnacion, who was lost.
Right.
After the first couple of games against Minnesota, the guy was lost.
Yep.
But to actually utter out loud, travel and quick
that's
turnaround.
Unbelievable.
Travel and quick turnaround, Joe, for game six
now,
of the
bro,
ALCS.
I get it. That should be a game where if I'm Stanton, I'm a major league guy, I'm screaming to be in that game. I got to play this
That's embarrassing.
If I can get myself out of bed, I'm playing.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you
or
more.
Or they should have taken him off the roster.
Right.
They put him out of his misery three games earlier.
Right.
But think about it.
Right.
Joe, they kept this guy on the roster.
No, I understand.
And he played once.
I understand.
They never used him as a pinch hitter.
I completely agree. I don't get that move at all. Why did you do that? That made no sense to me. They should have dumped him after he was, he couldn't play after game one. That's what they should have done. They should have made the switch right then.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.